So this is the tallest.
At a public meeting on offshore wind energy in a downtown hotel, Wilmington City Councilman Kevin O'Grady is looking at curved, panoramic photographic simulations. They show a small line of wind turbines jutting out of the ocean and dotting the horizon.
I'm surprised at the visibility of them at 15.
That's 15 nautical miles, which are slightly longer than land miles, off the coast. This is a chance for O'Grady to see how the towers might look if he was sitting in the top of a lighthouse on a clear day.
And I think the one last issue is visibility. And that's what this visualization is about.
O'Grady is on the Wind Energy Intergovernmental Task Force. He's been going to meetings about offshore wind for about a year. And what's in front of this region right now, he says, is a tremendous economic growth opportunity.
I think for our area, for New Hanover County and, Brunswick County, this is a great opportunity to have technical, high-paid blue collar jobs, because all these towers will need to be serviced, and they're going to be serviced from someplace with a port.
The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, or BOEM, part of the Department of the Interior, is looking at three sites off the coast of North Carolina, two of them in the Cape Fear region. So how did North Carolina become Washington's newest darling for wind energy projects?
It has great, great, great wind resources, and they have shallower waters that extend farther out in the ocean.
Maureen Bornhold is program manager for BOEM's Offshore Renewable Energy Program.
So you don't have to be within a vista of 2 miles of a beach. You can be at 6 nautical miles, 10 nautical miles, and still benefit from that shallow water. But North Carolina, for our southern states, is really the most furthest advanced and actually is benefiting from the lessons learned in the Mid-Atlantic and the North Atlantic, particularly when it comes to protected resources, when it comes to identifying sensitive habitat, when it comes to working with user issues such as navigation.
While opponents argue that wind energy is expensive and unreliable, environmental advocacy groups are bolstering the ranks of supporters, including Dave Rogers, field director for Environment North Carolina.
The cost has come down tremendously over the past few decades. We've seen in Europe, where they've been doing this for 20 years, the costs come down significantly every single year, and it's getting close to being competitive.
And BOEM's Maureen Bornholt says offshore wind blows a lot more reliably than onshore wind. And it blows a lot during the day, when energy is most needed.
It seems like it's all going to be very positive for the state of North Carolina when it comes to economic development.
It could be another decade before North Carolinians start seeing wind turbines off the coast. BOEM is in the first phase of data collection. Officials have extended the public comment period to March 7th, which so far includes support from Governor Pat McCrory. Phase two, the leasing process, will open the door to commercial wind farm developers. After a company wins a lease, Bornholt says, they'll have up to 5 years to collect data and deliver a plan. But that doesn't dampen Wilmington City Councilman Kevin O'Grady's enthusiasm.
I'm excited that there is a field in close proximity Cape Fear, but I think it's got great possibilities for the future and for our whole region.
Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.